with the help of the Lord, the guidance of His Holy Spirit, if you'll turn with me to Exodus, the 32nd chapter. Exodus 32. And we'll begin with the first verse. Exodus 32, verse 1. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, Up, make us gods, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. And Aaron said unto them, Break off the golden earrings which are in your ears, your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them unto me. He didn't hesitate, did he? Aaron. In chapter 20, we read where they were given the commandments. And by this time, they've already changed their tune. They've broken four commandments already. Thou shalt have no other gods before me, but they're making a golden calf. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images, which they were making. Thou shalt not covet. Thou shalt not commit adultery. But they were doing these things because it says in the sixth verse, and they rose up early on the morrow and offered burnt offering and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Now, we don't have to go into details. Think you know what they're talking about. This world isn't bad enough, the things that are going on. But these commandments are broken every day. We see it in the world today. And as Moses was on the mountain, the Lord says to him, Get thee down. Get thee down. Why? Because your people have corrupted themselves. And he didn't say his people then. He says here, And the Lord said unto Moses, Go get thee down, for thy people, which thou brought out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. He wasn't even taking credit for knowing them. And if it was up to God, he would have destroyed them, because it says further on down. He was very angry. And he told Moses, Get down. And in the ninth verse it says, And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. What did God have to do? He took them out of slavery in Egypt. Took them through the lands. Took them through the Red Sea. Killed the Egyptians. Gave them manna to eat through the wilderness. It took them 40 years to get through, and why? Why did it take them so long to get through? Because they were always doing things that were wrong. Even with God leading them, they were always doing things that were not right in His sight. And I believe the world today is in the same situation. There is so much going on in the world today. Like I said earlier, you can pick up a newspaper or hear news that someone wasn't being shot or being raped or things happening. And the weather is unbelievable. Fires, tornadoes. These are the last days, dear ones. God is speaking to you and I. These are the days. And you and I have been so blessed because we know the Lord. We know Him. We understand what He has put in this book for you and I. A lot of people say, oh, I love to read love stories and mysteries and history. It's all right here, dear ones. We have the history of the world right in this book. We have love stories in here too. Naomi and Ruth, she loved her mother-in-law, and Boaz loved Ruth, and how much Esther. These are so many beautiful things that we can read in this book, and there's adventures and the wars and the things that happen. You've got it all right here. You've got it all right here. If we would just understand what He's trying to relate to you and I. And because of His great love, what did He do? He sent Christ to die for us. He sent Christ to die for us. And that wasn't hard. That wasn't hard enough for Him. But that He had to send His Son to die for us. Why? Because of love. What kind of love is that? That He loves us so much that He was willing to send His Son to die. Would I be willing to send my son to die for someone else? I don't think so. I haven't got that kind of love. But He did it for you. He died for you. And did He want to go? He told the Lord, if this cup can pass from me, but not my will, Your will be done. And now He's asking you and I, just follow my rules, follow my laws. And praise God, thank the Lord, we're not under the law, but we're under the day of grace. And thank God we can go to Him, get on our knees and say, God, forgive me. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for what I've done. And don't be judgmental to others. You see somebody doing something, you hear something, and right away you're whispering, oh, did you hear about so-and-so? Did you hear about this one? No, dear ones, don't judge. Don't be the judge. God is the judge. He's judging each and every one of us. We can't lay our fingers on anybody. If you see somebody do something, pray. Pray and ask God to help them. Each one of us needs prayer. And with all the sicknesses and everything, everybody needs to be prayed for. And God is trying to show us this, dear ones. He wants you and I to reach out. Reach out to your brothers and sisters. You don't have to always go to visit, but a phone call would be nice. A nice card when they're sick. Just let them know you love them. And if you have friends that need something, talk to them. Talk to them about the Lord. Whatever opportunity you have, speak to them about the Lord. The days are short. The time is coming. You and I are responsible for what we know. Let's pray for those that don't know yet. You know, Jesus was tempted too. Yeah. He went out in the wilderness. He was tempted by the devil. And how did he fight back? With the scripture. You and I have the same opportunity when he comes to you and say, hey, this ain't wrong. That's not wrong. Go ahead, go ahead. It says here this. Don't tempt the Lord thy God. Dear ones, all we have to do is go by what's in these pages. This is the place to go for your comfort, for your understanding, for your wisdom, for whatever you need. It's right here in the book. Thank God we have this that we can go to. And the Lord forgave even the Israelites after they did so much. These are his people. He won't turn against them. But he sure gets upset when we do things that are not pleasing. And you know, dear one, it's not easy. Our lives are not easy. When somebody says something about you, aren't you ready to strike out again? I know it's not easy when somebody says something and you're ready to just, but it's harder, much harder to hold your tongue. And what does he say about the tongue? I've spoken about this many times before. It's fire. Because once it comes out of your mouth, you can't take it back. Tongue is a fire, a small member, but can do great damage. I just thank God every day that he helps me hold my tongue. Because there's a lot of times you want to just, oh, but you don't. And you're better off if you don't. And you see problems in the churches. Yeah. Every church has its problems. But don't be just a pew sitter. Don't be part of the problem. Be part of the solution. Don't walk away when things happen. Stick around and help out. We need each other. We need you. Because there's problems no matter where you go. What church you go to, there's problems. So, okay, you go to this church because you don't want that church. And then you get in that church and you hear this and you hear that and you say, well, I'm ready to move on. Does that prove anything? You're going to move on? Let's work for the good and help that church or those people. And stay and work it out. God's looking at us, dear ones. He knows what's going on out there. But his plan is right here. This plan is already in operation. And if we don't follow that plan, we'll go down with the rest. All I want to hear him say to me, when the time comes, is to enter into the joy of the Lord, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful in a few things. Enter. That's what I want to hear. I want to go home to be with him. Because in the book of Revelation, we read so many things that John saw. He couldn't even believe what he saw. So many beautiful things and so many tough things. But these things are all going to come to pass. Let's just praise and thank God that we know and that we have been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. and that you and I have the opportunity to help others. Just continue. Just continue. Because he does love you. In the name of the Lord be praised. Let us go down and thank the Lord for the service and the word.